For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why have we made easy bad and hard good? Oh, I work hard for my money. The reality is, don't we all want to have more ease and grace in our lives? You guys, we made it. It's the end of 2023, and I know that we are all so excited about a brand new year. But I'm someone who truly believes that before you can jump into tackling what's up ahead, you really need to reflect and review and really get an understanding of what you've experienced in the last 12 months, right? To really help you prepare for the next 12 months. And so I'm excited to share my 2023 review and the theme that I chose, what I learned, and how it all really worked out. But before I do, let's jump into the affirmation of the week.
You know, you gotta speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
This week's affirmation is, I experience accelerated growth at every turn. With an open heart and open mind, I embrace change as an opportunity to learn, adapt, and thrive. Challenges become stepping stones, and I am always evolving, gaining wisdom from each experience. My resilience and determination are my driving force, propelling me forward towards success and personal development. As I welcome the unexpected and pursue my goals with unwavering commitment, I am a beacon of growth and transformation, manifesting a life of continuous progress and fulfillment. Declare with me today, I experience accelerated growth at every turn. Okay, you guys, so I don't know about you, but 2023 has been one for the books. Now, I have experienced a lot of highs, like launching the Redefining Wealth live event, which was incredible, having an incredible retreat with my clients from Mastery and Momentum, doing all of the things. I've really had an amazing 2023, but oh my goodness, it did not go the way that I initially intended. So if you remember January 2023, I shared with you that my theme for the year was effortless acceleration. Now, here's what I wrote in my journal. I expect to achieve phenomenally aligned results with an admirable amount of ease in a short period of time. I don't know what the year up ahead holds, but I know the tools that I now hold. And greater than anything, I know who holds me. Okay, so it's the admirable amount of ease that is really rocking my mind right now. Because when I wrote the word effortless, I was really thinking a year that would flow smoothly. I was thinking graceful, just leisurely. I was thinking all the things, and that is not what happened. Instead, I learned a lot of lessons. But there were moments that I did experience the effortless acceleration. So let me share two pillars that really accelerated for me in this season. The first one is the space pillar. And you know, that's about setting up your life to support you. Now, for me, I did not come in to 2023 thinking that I would sell my home. I came into 2023 with the idea of just continuing to maintain it as I always have, with ease and grace. But if you remember, a few years ago, I introduced you to one of my favorite affirmation artists, Londrell. And I was doing a meditation one day in my prayer room by Londrell. And the words were something along the lines of, I let nothing hold me. I let nothing bind me. I let nothing ensnare me and I let nothing control me. And I had this drop in my spirit that said, this home is holding you. It's binding you. It's ensnaring you. It is controlling and you have to release it. And I submitted to that, right? But it was not my initial intention. So many of you already know this. I live in an over 6,000 square foot home, but after my divorce, it was really just Reagan and I. And Reagan now living between both her parents meant that for the most part, it was just me and our dog, Chloe. And we definitely did not need all of that space. But for some reason, if I'm being radically honest, I think I was holding on to what people would think. And you know, this is me and you. It's public accountability. These are the things that people don't like to say out loud, right? I think that I was holding on to this idea that if I sold the house, people would think something, you know, happened, or maybe that I couldn't afford it, or that I don't know. Like, I don't even know. But I was creating a story in my head. And I did what I always tell you to do. I did the what if versus what is exercise. And all the what ifs that I listed, which are the things that we fear or just these false assumptions that we have, I listed them all on the left side of the paper. And then I immediately did the what is. This is the truth of the matter. And when I got down to it, the truth of the matter is that half the time I'm basically living as a single woman. And there is absolutely nothing that makes sense about having a home this big with all of this space that I'm paying to heat and cool and clean and do all the things for when I'm really also traveling quite a bit and not in the house. And when I got down to it, I decided to just release it. But here's where the effortless acceleration came in. It was only within a week or so that I reached out to my good friend, Egypt Sherrod, and asked her to list my home. She came, she did the tour with me, gave me some feedback about what we could do. And we actually listed it on Easter weekend. Now, Easter weekend is usually busy for people. They're traveling. You don't really know how it's going to go, but we just decided to go ahead and do that. Well, we listed it on Thursday afternoon. And by Sunday, we had 51 showings. We had 13 offers. And we had 4 all cash offers. My home sold in 20 days. Now, if that's not effortless acceleration, I don't know what is. But I want to share something even deeper than that. So leading up to me actually listing the home, I woke up one day, I was in prayer and meditation, and I felt in my spirit that I needed to go to DC and record with my good friend Anthony O'Neill in person. So we were talking about for months getting together to record a podcast episode. And at that time, most of my episodes were still pretty virtual. So I could have totally done a virtual interview. But something in my spirit said, call Anthony and see if he'll be in town next week and if you can come in person. So I called. He said, sis, I'll be here. I arranged to interview also Joyce Robinson, my dating coach. You heard that episode. And also 2 of my clients, Tamika and JL. Well, that moment of obedience led to me calling one of my good girlfriends and saying, hey, I'll be in town. Do you want to go to dinner? And she says, girl, I will pick you up from the airport. I'm like, wonderful. So she picks me up from the airport on Sunday evening, and we're doing all the catching up. I'm sharing with her that I have decided to release my home. And probably within 20 minutes of us driving, she says, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'll probably just find like a townhome in Reagan School District because I don't plan on staying in Atlanta forever. I just need 2 years, someplace to stay for 2 years. And she looks at me and says, what about my place? You guys, I forgot that she actually owned a fully renovated, beautiful townhome minutes away from Reagan School and had no idea that it had been empty. What she said to me was, I actually had thought about coming to rent it out a few months ago, but I got busy and never got around to it. But if you want to stay there, it's yours. Talk about being obedient. There was no reason for me to go record the podcast in DC, except for I believe God fully aligning this moment because she is a very busy woman. I have a very full plate as well. And other than that, there would have been no reason for us to touch base and have that conversation. And had I not been in the car with her driving to her home from the airport, that conversation may have never come up. And so she gave me the code and I started moving things in before my home even sold. I really want to share that with you because a lesson that I've learned in this season of effortless acceleration is that obedience is everything. The obedience to decide to release the home at that moment and making the call and putting things in motion, I believe is what led to one yes after another. Everything about my home sale was seamless and effortless. Everything about moving in to my new space was seamless and effortless. Having good money habits starts with a solid financial journey. And our partners this week are all about making money management easier. So let me introduce you to Chime, because they're on a mission to make sure that everyone can have peace of mind when it comes to their finances. And they're doing it by changing the way people think about banking. So they prioritize looking out for the members. Sign up for Chime and link a qualifying direct deposit to get access to benefits like getting paid up to 2 days early or fee-free overdraft up to $200. With Chime, there are no monthly fees. There is no minimum balance and no deposit required to become a member. Get the peace of mind that you desire and sign up for a Chime checking account today. It only takes 2 minutes and does not affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/RW. That's chime.com/RW. And I just have to give a special thanks to Chime for supporting the show. Chime is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on payer. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. See chime.com/SpotMe. And while the year did not go exactly like I planned, I truly do believe that everything happened as it should. Because when Reagan and I stepped into that townhome, the first thing that we did was pray. And the thing that we prayed for was that that space be full of peace and love and calm and tranquility and all the things. And I can say now, after living in this space for about 6 or 7 months now, that that is exactly what it has been. And I could have stayed in that house. I could have continued to pay all the bills and do all the things. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are exactly where we're supposed to be. And I believe that it was from first giving God something to bless, which was that obedience of saying I'll release the home and also filming in DC. So that's a big example for me. And I know I never talk about Space Pillar a lot, but I really wanted to share that because when I thought of the theme Effortless Acceleration, I really only thought of the work pillar. It was really only about how could I create more ease in my business. It definitely wasn't about my Space Pillar or my Faith Pillar or my Fit Pillar or anything else. But what this year has taught me is that when we really anchor in something, it's important to not be selective about where we allow that to show up. Sometimes what we do is get so committed and locked in on this is the thing. And sometimes your spirit and your soul is calling you to acknowledge something that you need to do, but it's not going to manifest in the way that you think it should. So be flexible, right? You want to be flexible with the journey and flexible with how you receive wherever these blessings come from. Because if not, you won't recognize things as the blessings that they are designed to be in your life. So that's the first lesson that I learned. Second thing is, in May of this year, I stumbled upon, and I say stumbled upon so loosely, because you know I mean, I was divinely led to this book. I was looking for something else and stumbled upon this book called Effortless. Right? Effortless? Yeah, called Effortless by Greg McKeown. I didn't even know the book existed. But some of the questions that it made me ponder, which really supported me through the second half of the year, are some of the stuff I want to share with you today. The first question that it helped me really work through was, how do I continuously commit to making the essential things in my life easier to do? Let me say that again. How do I continuously commit to making the essential things in my life easier to do? And I kind of boiled it down to, how can I make it easier to do what matters most? So I am a person that likes to dream in full color. Steve Harvey taught me that dreaming is free, and there is no reason that we should put limitations on our dreams, right? So when you are dreaming, and if you remember my episode, Dream a New Dream is one of our most popular episodes in 2022. What I shared was that when we have an opportunity to dream a new dream, we should do it in full color. We should do it with a full budget, and we should let our imaginations run wild. That is the point of dreaming. Many of us do not even know how to dream. So we limit ourselves and we limit what God is able to do in our lives because we have such a small and narrow and black and white focus, right? So I have learned for the last several years to dream big and dream full, which means that I also have a tendency to be a do too mucher. That means that I will dream and I will make everything that I desire to do have 87 steps. That's effortless for me. It is effortless for me to think of a new idea, a new concept, something I want to do in the business or just in my personal life. And I will brain dump. That means just write everything I can think of out that pertains to that dream. And it never fails. I don't know if I have a list that has under 50 things. Y'all already teased me for my dating list that had 27 things. So you see where I'm going, right? So that statement, how can I make it easier to do what matters most, really taught me to anchor in on, how do I achieve X without Y? How do I achieve the thing that I say I desire without overcomplicating it with probably 62 of those steps that are just unnecessary? And it's something that I really want to pass on to you guys as well, because I recognize that, first of all, we are all so connected. And I know from talking to so many of you in the DMs and the comments that you are my people. We are the people who will do things and then write it on the list just so we could go back and check it off. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, right? So you have all these things on the list, and really nobody asked you for all of that. In order to achieve the thing that you desire most, does it really take all of those steps, or have you allowed dreaming big to complicate the process? This is something that I've had to work with over and over and over again this year. For Redefining Wealth Live, it got down to the point where I had all of these things that I desire to do. And I'm one of those people who likes to underpromise and over-delight when it comes to my clients and the experiences that they have. So my list was full of nice to haves, but when it came down to it, I really had to focus on what was needed the most. And Redefining Wealth Live was such a beautiful experience, not because of all of the things that I thought it needed to be, but because of the heart and the intention and the spirit that was just in that place. It was absolutely gorgeous, and nobody missed some of the Redefining Wealth breath mints that I was thinking of. Like, I can't even tell you some of the crazy things that I had on that list. I'm not knocking making the list, but in order to truly walk our purpose out and not put stumbling blocks in the way of us making progress and doing the things we say we want to do, it's important. Now, let's be honest. Have you ever felt guilty that too much of your closet has only been worn once? I know we've been talking about releasing a lot this month. So are you one of the people who has items going to Goodwill with the tag still on it? Like you, I love being on trend and having new things to wear, but I do hate the waste it creates. That's why I'm so glad it's officially springtime, which means it's the right time to refresh your wardrobe. But this time, you got to do it more responsibly. That's why I personally love testing out new looks and styles without impacting my money pillar by using a clothing rental membership from Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion, and then, guess what? You get to send it back. So whether you're planning your outfit for a date night or vacation or packing for a conference, you'll be the best-dressed person in the room without cramping up that closet again. Right now, Redefining Wealth listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/wealth. That's armoire,
Amoire.style, A-R-M-O-I-R-E, .style/wealth to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Amoire today and use my code WEALTH for a great deal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trying to get it out of your head and do the brain dump. But again, if the intention for me was to create a transformational space, redefining wealth breath mints wasn't really stopping nothing. You see what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you done that this year? No matter what your theme is, but God has given you a vision, a direction, something that you are called to do. And because you have overcomplicated, you have talked yourself in and talked yourself out in the same breath. You have added all of these unnecessary details that nobody asked you for. You have put ridiculous time constraints and pressures on yourself that were just not necessary. And you have created burnout and prevented yourself from doing the thing that you believe in most. Then this is not just for me, it's for you. How can you make it easier to just do what matters most? And how can you stay focused on achieving X without adding all of these other variables that are just not needed and they're not as important as your heart, as your intention, and as the call on your life is? Because ultimately, that's all that really, really matters. The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. What I've learned in this season is that sometimes we diminish things that seem easy. We trivialize things that seem easy, right? We make things that are easy bad. So even when you hear the term easy money, you think that it's bad, right? Or as a criticism, people will say things like, well, that's easy for you to say, to like dismiss your experience or to dismiss your opinion, right? Oh, that's easy. Why have we made easy bad and hard good? Oh, I work hard for my money. The reality is, don't we all want to have more ease and grace in our lives? Don't we all want to experience more peace? Don't we all desire, we say that we want to work smarter, not harder, but then we trivialize when things seem too easy or they seem effortless. And in my life, I'm really trying to like reprogram and reframe everything. I don't want everything to be hard earned. I feel like I want things to come with more ease and more grace, more peace and more flow. In order for it to be valuable, it doesn't need to come with blood, sweat, and tears. I don't want to have blood, sweat, and tears to feel like something is now justifiable and now it's valuable and now other people can get behind it. Why? Why can't things come with ease? Why do they have to come with struggle and strife and stress in order to be considered worthy? Too many of us, and I have to say this, especially as a Black woman in America, growing up hearing that I would have to work twice as hard and sometimes three times as hard to be regarded on the same level as my white counterparts. That level of thinking is what has left so many of us burnt out, stressed out, questioning our gifts, like giving up way too easy, way too quickly, and really suffering a lot of imposter syndrome when we are quite brilliant, when we know more than enough, when we are beyond qualified. We give up because we think we have to work twice as hard. No longer do I wear that like a badge of honor, and no longer will I just accept that as truth or as my reality. I don't have to work twice as hard as another soul to accomplish a damn thing. I have to work at my own pace of grace, and I have to work with my own intention, and I have to work with my own motivation, and I have to believe that if God gave me a vision, the provision is already there. So I don't have to work 2, 3, 4 times as hard as anyone to do anything. What I'm called to do is run my race, and that's what I really want to continue to do as I step into this next season. So another big lesson that I learned this year is that clarity is the key to everything. Being clear about what I was sensing and then trusting my intuition over my own logic sometimes is what really makes the difference. Making things more effortless is to clear clutter in our hearts and our heads. That's the big takeaway that I have. And so when I started to clear the clutter, even as I moved right in the space pillar, I can't tell you how many things opened up. My people pillar had a lot of shifts this year. My work pillar had a lot of shifts. My money pillar had a lot of shifts. And I really think that it came from trusting that download as I got it and then being obedient, even when it wasn't convenient. Even when it wasn't convenient, saying, yes, God, I hear you. This is what I feel. And I'm going to trust myself. Another thing that was really big for me this year is feeling like I didn't need a chorus of consensus from all types of people before I could make the decision. Once I heard it and felt it in my spirit, the only people that I really leaned into were the support system that I needed to execute those things. But going to a million different people is also what blocks our effortless acceleration. We can't accelerate trying to get 10 people to confer with the idea. We can't accelerate when we're like, but first, let me ask so-and-so. I believe in seeking wise counsel. My name on Instagram is Seek Wisdom. I completely believe in that. But I think that sometimes we block our own progress and our own ability to accelerate because we are waiting and waiting and waiting. Let me talk to so-and-so. Let me see what so-and-so thinks. By the time you do that, you're going to get 7, 8, 9 different opinions, and that will only leave you in more confusion. At what point do we trust our own intuition over the information of all these different people? Because again, when God has given us a vision, the provision is there, but we have to trust. And then we have to align ourselves with the voices that make the most sense and matter the most in order to help us execute the vision. And the third lesson I learned is just keep it simple. I think this really goes back to what I said previously, but the real lesson there is the less that is involved, the less things that can go wrong. So whenever we have layers and layers and layers of complications to things, we just invite an opportunity for stuff to go wrong. So I'm learning this more and more in my own business, right? We launched at Redefining Wealth Live, the Institute for Redefining Wealth. And so excited. I know you may have already heard about it, about how all things are coming together. But I asked a lot of people about their input for what we could do. And then I hired someone and realized that they were adding layers and layers and layers of complication. The possibility is that they were trying to validate their place in the process. And I do recognize that in hindsight. But all of those layers, which required Zapier, it's a tool that allows you to connect different platforms or softwares that don't have a natural integration. We had zaps going left and right, all up and down, anything that needed to be added to a certain base or a certain table had to be zapped there. Nothing had a natural integration and it was a nightmare. But this is what I say. Frustration is an invitation to take inventory. And so when I got frustrated and I started to look at where are the breakdowns, what are the layers of complication here that just do not fit the ease and simplicity that I desire, it led me to launching the Redefining Wealth app, where now all of my programs, my live events, anything I want to share, everything can be housed in the app. And it's simple enough to use that both my existing team and I can use it with ease. And so even though it was not a fun time to go through that at the launch of the Institute, I am so grateful that this effortless acceleration idea and reading the book by Greg McKeown and doing all of this work really positioned me to take action quickly and to shift and to pivot into something that would be much more simple. So grateful for that. And so if you find yourself in that place, the question I would encourage you to ask is there an easier way? Is there an easier way? And does this process align with my values? Because if I value simplicity, then doing anything that's overly complicated just has to go. And now I'm learning to lean into that sooner, quicker, faster. Are you ready for Redefining Wealth Live 2024? I hope so, because we already have everything locked in and all we need is you, October 11th through 13th in Atlanta, Georgia. Do not miss this. Right now we have early bird tickets on sale. You know you want to come, so you might as well lock in that ticket right now. Click the link below or go to redefiningwealthlive.com to secure your seat today. So for 2024, I've decided that I'm keeping the same theme. Usually, for many years, I would switch the theme every year. There was 2 years in there, I think 2019 and 2020, where my theme was obedience. And the first year was, what would my life look like if every time God told me to do something, I just did it without question? And then I felt led the second year to still keep it as obedience, but the question that was guiding me was, what would my life look like if I knew all the things to do, but God said not to, and I actually obeyed? Ooh, I learned so much, and that was at the height of the pandemic. So, you know, I learned so much in that season. And honestly, I think I was very blessed in that season for being anchored in obedience as a theme. And it's still something that obviously runs through my veins at this point. But this time, moving into 2024, this is how I am thinking about effortless acceleration. Greg McKeown defines the effortless state as physically rested, emotionally unburdened, and mentally energized. And I say that I want to experience what it's like to be alert at all times on what is most important in the moment. Because I think a lot of times we harp on the past and we worry about the future, but we are not very present in the moment. And I believe that when I'm physically rested, fit pillar, emotionally unburdened, also fit pillar, and mentally energized, also fit pillar, but there's a lot of people pillar, I really feel mixed into that, then I can really focus on what's important. And in this season of my life, I want to understand what it's like to scale joy while scaling my business. And so that's how it occurs to me now. That might shift in the weeks to come, but I really look forward to continuing to expand upon all of this. And one big thing that I can share with you is, before even the app, something else that I've decided is that I will not engage anymore in super strenuous launches. So for those of you that are entrepreneurs, you know what I mean? We have been taught that launch periods are hard and they're difficult. We teach everyone that they can't talk to us, that we have a million things to do when we're in the midst of a launch. And I've decided that I opt out. It doesn't align with the simplicity, the ease or grace or the joy that I desire in my life. And so the Institute for Redefining Wealth and the programs that I offer as a part of that will be available to you every day of the year. 12 months out of the year, there will be no strenuous launches. I will share more in certain times of the year But really, you have the option to come in and experience whatever program you desire for the 12 months that you desire at your pace. I have no desire to try to cram in a bunch of things in a 1 week launch. I have no desire to try to cram in all of the wisdom that I have gleaned over the years into a 6 week program ever again. I can't say that I won't do it again in some form or fashion, but in this season of my life, I really want to do life with people. I really want to see your transformation over time. I want to see how you are integrating and implementing the pillars in your life and really create a space where you could be supported as you do it. And I think that transformation takes time. I have no desire to stress myself out. I have no desire, as my daughter ends her junior year soon here and gets ready for her senior year, to tell her that I am off limits because I have all of these strenuous launches throughout the year. I have no desire to burn my team out. I desire ease, grace, peace, joy, overflow, and abundance for myself, for my family, for my team members, and for you. And I think that making it just something that we can do anytime you are ready. There's no scarcity with me. There's no, if you don't get it now, you never get it. There's none of that. I opt out of all of the online marketing games that we have been taught to play over this last decade or so. And I'm going to focus on doing things the way they occur to me, which is continuing to do things with integrity and simplicity and authenticity. So that's what's happening. I will have more updates as it relates to the podcast and what's coming up and other things. But I hope this review has served you, because I wanted to make it about what my experience was, but also what I thought you could consider. Effortless acceleration doesn't have to be your theme, but I think all of us can benefit from just thinking about how we are overcomplicating the process to pursue our purpose. We don't have to make things harder than they need to be. God does not require perfection. He only requires obedience. And so I hope that no matter what theme you choose for 2024, that you can keep some of these questions in mind. Please feel free to share some of your takeaways from the episode. And if you want to share and declare publicly your 2024 theme and what it means to you in the comments, please do. Because I believe not only would it hold you accountable, but it'll also inspire another purpose chaser who is following along. So with that being said, I want to thank you for another amazing year in this Redefining Wealth community. I am very clear that without you, your love, your prayers, and your support, I would not be here in this fashion over 6 years later, still being able to share the wisdom and the lessons and all of the things that I am processing as I go. And I really thank you guys so much for being my partners in processing life. I pray that this year of the podcast has been an extreme blessing to you, and I'm so excited about doing it again next year. So until next time, happy new year, and I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.